Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley on a Friday. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Marcus Mariota, probably a good chance. I'd say fairly good chance that he's going to be under center on Sunday against the Raiders. What is your confidence level that if Mariota is the one under center on Sunday that the Commanders can still win?
It's high. Looking at what he did last year, gives me great confidence. You know, every time he was called upon, he played well. Not only did he throw the ball well, he ran the ball. And people have to realize one thing, man. Dude won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
He was drafted number 2 overall. There's something in him that he found last year whenever he had a chance to go and play. So I'm not going to count him completely out ever. Now, what would concern me is that during training camp this year, he might have practiced once.
Mm-hmm.
They say he's completely healthy now. Everything is good. And if everything's good, I expect the guy I saw last year. They went and paid him nice money to come and be a backup here because they have great confidence in him. But being close to the team and listening to players, you know who else has confidence in him? The actual players. So when your players believe in that guy, good things can happen. It's only when I think when the players don't have confidence in the backup quarterback is when the backup quarterback don't have a chance in hell. I think Marcus has it. And he and Cliff works well together. You know, we've seen for years, we had mobile quarterbacks. Their backup were statues or pocket passers. Marcus and Jaden, they're not exactly the same, but they damn near the same. They both have the same abilities. They can both pass the ball out the pocket. They both can run the ball.
So, yeah, I mean,
you don't have to change up the offense is what I'm trying to say.
It's a wild card when you draft guys coming out, and their draft profiles are very, very similar. Now, Jaden's a better passer. We understand that.
Yeah.
But in terms of what they were coming out of, college quarterbacks, Heisman Trophy winners, second overall picks, so much of it is the same. The playing style isn't exactly the same, but in terms of they've got similar sorts of track records coming out of college. And you look at last year with Mariota, and you look at his numbers. For the totality of the year, 34 of 44, 364, 4 touchdowns, no picks, 18 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown. But just look at the games where he had to play significant amounts. So, week 18.
77% completion.
Mm-hmm. Week 18 against the Cowboys last year. Played the second half, remember, because they took Jaden out. They were struggling, couldn't get anything going offensively. Mariota comes in, leads them to a win. 15-18, 161, 2 touchdowns, no picks. 5 for 56 on the ground that game with a touchdown. Impressive performance in the second half against Dallas when really the offense seemed to be sputtering. Remember the Carolina game where he basically played every play aside from that first drive when Jaden left with a rib injury.
Yep.
18-23, 2 touchdowns, no picks. 11 for 34 on the ground. Remember, they hung 40 that game, right? So you don't ever want to ever overlook anybody. We were just talking about that in the opening segment, talking about the Dolphins, and everybody's like, oh, it's going to be a blowout. No. You can't overlook anybody in the NFL. So you can't just look at the Raiders and say, oh, it's going to be a cakewalk. But
no, you can't.
They should be able to get things done with Mariota because, like you said, there's a confidence.
He has the control over this offense.
100%.
But what we discussed earlier about needing support, being able to depend upon people. Marcus Mariota needs just what Jaden needs. If I said Jaden needs that, you think Marcus don't need it?
Yeah, he needs
he
more.
He needs his offensive line to come in and play better. He needs the receivers to get open, show him color. He needs, like, you know, run the running game to work. And if it does, they can have success.
So one thing that I find funny, and I bring this up a lot, but everyone looks at the comments from Cam Taylor-Britt last year. I bring this up a lot because I don't think it's a slight to anyone, even though a lot of fans took it that way. When he said college offense and kind of joking about that and saying, you know, oh, nice college offense they run over there, immediately everyone's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This,
who said that?
This offense, Cam Taylor-Britt, corner for the Bengals
last year. But you know what, though? That team put 30-something points on them.
Well, and so here's my point with it, B-Mitch. It might be college-style concepts, but it works in the NFL, and that's a credit to Kingsbury for finding stuff.
You know who runs a college-style offense? His offense.
Yeah.
Every offense in the league now runs more of a spread-type offense. And all that came from college football.
Well, and I don't think it's a slight. Like, even if you meant it as that, big deal. More people should find ways to adapt things that work at the college level that was successful for a guy like Jaden Daniels, right? And he was successful at the college level. Bring some stuff that he was good at to the pros and adapt it. And you saw the success that he had. But I don't think it's any surprise, B-Mitch, that when Mariota stepped in to an offense that maybe fit his skill set more than any other offense he's been in his time in the league, Mariota looked competent.
Yeah.
Mariota looked more like the guy we saw at Oregon than the guy that had become the Jag that everyone joked about when he was in the NFL.
He ran what he was familiar with. And for the guy Cam Taylor-Britt to say it,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Like, when people, he was saying it to be a slight, but you couldn't stop it.
Correct.
So, what does that say about his defense? You got a high school defense? You know what I'm saying? So it's
he had Jaden's LSU defense.
Man, you do what works. And I don't care what they call it, high school, college, little league, if it works, it works. We saw the Kansas City Chiefs do the ring around the Rosie. And scored a damn touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them do all kinds of stuff. You can't stop it. That's all that matters. The success of the play, the success of the offense or defense, that's all that matters. What some idiot says, because you know why he tried to knock it? Because he couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Most times people, they will save themselves embarrassment by just saying they run that offense damn good. And that's a lot better than, oh, you got the college offense. Well, your pro defense couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
What does it say about your defense?
Well, and I think the point I'm trying to make here is that I think Mariota's much more comfortable in this offense than in other offenses. Not to say that, you know, teams that brought him in, like Tennessee wasn't trying to run just straight up drop back pass game Peyton Manning style. They weren't trying to do any of that. They were still trying to adapt some stuff. But I think you saw comfortability from Mariota in this offense with Cliff Kingsbury that he hadn't really had throughout his career. And look, there's clearly a drop-off from Jaden Daniels to Marcus Mariota. If you were able to watch training camp or saw anything, there's definitely a difference. But Mariota looks competent. He looks like someone that could step in. They said they feel like they have two starting caliber quarterbacks. Not to say that it's no big deal losing a top 10 quarterback in the league, but at the same point, I think you look at what Mariota can go out there and do on Sunday, he can be efficient. He can be He can take care of the football. He can run if necessary. He's got everything possible.
Yeah.
And I think, like you said, the big thing is the guys around him. This is where Terry needs to have his best game so far this season. Yeah. He can't have the, you know, 25, 30 yards. He needs to have 70, 80 yards come up big. Debo needs to be involved. Bill needs to be involved. O-line needs to be better. If everyone else around helps out, Mariota can get things done.
But if he's efficient and he goes out there and he handles, just makes the plays that needs to be made or the plays that are there, all of a sudden the pressure is on the other side, not him. I think we look at football and we look for the big plays. Go back to fantasy again. Everybody look for the big plays, the big splash stuff. But the consistent plays, the 3 yards, the 6 yards, 7 yards, you know, 4 yards, 8 yards, those consistent plays like that puts pressure on the other side. And those are the things that breaks people back. Like last year when you watch them, they'll go down the field, take 7, 8 minutes off the clock, sometimes 10 minutes. And then the other team come on the field, what they start doing? Forcing. Because they just went down, took time off the clock. It's natural for the offensive coordinator of the other team, after seeing that, I got to do something. So he takes the risk. You get the ball back. You go down the field, methodically down the field again, score another touchdown. If it's 14-0 or even get a field goal, 10-0, you have now made that other coach throw his whole game plan in the trash. Because now he's in a, I got to get back. And they take chances. That's what Marcus Mariota has to do. Just go out there and get the play that's there. You know, if you see, if I could throw this ball down the field, I could get a 70-yard touchdown, but I know for sure I could throw it over here and I got a first down. You know, if I got to throw a perfect pass to get the touchdown, I'm going to just take the first down and go put them on the field, the defense, for 4 more plays. And I think Marcus does that now. A young Marcus Mariota probably wouldn't have done that. He'd have tried to go get the gusto.
Mm-hmm.
Now he checks down. And, hell, he's been the best on his team because he also helps and mentors Jaden.
Yes.
And if you see Jaden playing at that high level at such a young age, you got to give some of that credit. You know, I know Jaden deserves tons of it, but you got to give some of it to Marcus Mariota as well.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. What's your confidence level if Mariota does end up being the one under center on Sunday? Do you think that the Skins can still get it done? Do you think that what he was able to do last season is going to carry over and he's going to be able to win this game for Washington on Sunday? 800-636-1067. We'll get to some of your phone calls next. Your confidence level if Mariota's under center on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.